We are Sorted, a group of mates from London exploring the newest and best in the world of food whilst trying to have a few laughs along the way. We've got chefs, we've got normal, and a whole world of stuff for you to explore, but everything we do starts with you.
Hello, it's BridgeCan time. This is Jamie,
and
I'm Ben.
And today we're doing another Pass It On, where, thanks to your theme, I think we've bitten off more than we can chew, which kind of goes against the theme when you think about it.
Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol.
This should be really obvious!
Play it cool, Bazza, play it cool.
What a disaster.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but what are we making? Let's all get pumped for this. We can do this. Come on, you ready? We're going to sing a little song. Janice, 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 what's our theme? Janice, Janice, Janice. Your hair looks nice and clean.
Thanks, Jamie. It's the Argan Oil. Today's theme is food waste. You must cook a dish using as many tips and tricks to reduce food waste as possible.
So we have to use all of this.
Isn't she lovely? Janice, tell us which order to cook in.
The order, as suggested by our community, is entirely up to you.
Oh, back to the old days.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, inadvertently decided to go this order.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And now reverse it.
Oh, you... No!
One at a time, the boys have 10 minutes to cook and add to a final dish. The remaining team will have no idea what's happening behind them until it is their turn.
Okay, so, zero waste. I'm going to make something that I've made at home before when literally I've got nothing left and I want to get rid of all my fresh fruit that's left over. Wait a minute, do I have to use all of these biscuits? I don't know what I'm going to do with those. If it's zero waste, I want to do the little tops of the strawberries. And I can't use the stalk or the pip. Blackberries, I'm going to grate. Where is our grater? Where is our grater? Zest over some grapefruit. I want it all. 2 minutes. Take the stone out. What are we going to do with that stuff? Okay, now let's rough chop this up. Okay, with that lightly mashed, I'm going to start plonking that on top on my lady fingers. I want some yogurt. I've got some demerara sugar. I'm going to sprinkle over. I've got some mint that I've chopped up. I've done my best. It's a good start. I give myself a 7. 7. 7.
Your turn.
This looks good. What does he want me to do? What does he want me to do? Do we now have to use this? That's demerara as well. That's going to be hard. He's got some mint. So he's thought about his garnish. I'm liking the idea. What shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? Okay, what about like a nice kind of crumbly mix? I'll try and use the sugar. I don't know if it'll work. I might absolutely mess it up. I'd like to use this. Oh, maybe we could like fry it off in sugar. I wonder if there's some amaretto around. Is there any amaretto around? I can't ask you, can I?
James and I still aren't talking after what he did.
What is there that I don't have to search too hard for? This is almond liqueur. I'm going to put that in the oven. Why not? This could go horribly wrong. I could go right. He's used the zest, and I want to use the whole thing. And then I want to start a crumble mix that maybe someone else can finish. So I'm going to grab some nuts from the dry store, some flour. Who's next? I'm just going to like eyeball some flour. How much? Who knows? Got some butter. 3 minutes. Okay. I'm going to mix the butter into the crumb. I like Barry's thought process. I like that he's gone sweet, because we don't often go sweet. I am winging out this. It's not often that I'm running out of time. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. Ooh. Right, I'm putting nuts in here. That's a crumble mix. The nuts go into the crumble mix. The crumble mix I want to bake off on its own. I don't want to bake it over the fruit, because I think the crumble will get soggy, so I'm kind of thinking like plate up the fruit on a plate, plate the crumble mix over it, that goes next to it. So it's not like a big family platter, it's like a dainty plate.
Yay!
Well, I moved something on. I think I did okay. But I did throw the skin of the grapefruit away, which maybe I could have used. I could have candied it or something. So I'll give myself, I'll take one off. And I was going to give myself 7, and I'll give myself 6. If it were anyone else, I'd be confident.
What have we got going on? In here we have what looks like it's going to be a pastry. Oh man, what is that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know where we're going with this. There's a pastry. Roll that out and put that into... I don't want to use any more ingredients. I don't want to get any more ingredients, because if I get them, I have to use them. And it feels like there's already too much going on anyway. I just don't know what this... This wouldn't have been left here. I could do something with the pastry. I just don't know if it's going to cook in time. Where do we find pastry cases in that kind of... That's a pastry. It's going to be wrong, and it's going to be terrible, and I'm going to get the blame. I can hear you laughing.
What?
No, I don't know what this is supposed to be. I'm actually going to cry. If I leave that there, Mike will know what to do with that, won't he? I don't understand what's going on, and I'm going to get shouted at. Give up. I've finished, mate. Do you want to... Go on.
Okay. Is this a blood orange? Do we know what orange this is?
It's the grapefruit variety.
Oh no, what is that?
That is what we'll be referencing to from now on as a Jamie.
What is that for? I thought this was a crumble, and that's going to go on top of that. Like, where does that go, and what is that? This isn't a crumble, is it? It's really nutty. I don't really know what to do. This is supposed to be a crumble. And maybe this just gets crumbled over the top, and then we bake it. Oh, I really don't know. I'm really out of my depth. I don't know what to do here. I have to use it. I'm going to do it. Am I just going to do it? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take... You should... Oh, no. That needs to be... What the hell is that? That's got no sugar in it. This should be really obvious. Who made that? I'm trusting whoever made this. So here it goes. Oh, because of this food waste thing. So I think I knew what this was supposed to be. That's going right up, because that needs to do something quick. In the meantime, I'm going to make a honey cream. Honey's getting stirred through the yogurt. Wow. I mean, what now? What can I do for Ben? Oh, almond liqueur. Has this been put here for a reason? Has anyone used this? Screw it. I don't feel like I've done much. I do feel like if that cooks properly, we could have a chance of succeeding here. We are really depending on Ebba's being able to bring us together into something. I'm going to give myself a 5. I think that's a bit generous. Yeah! Sure, go.
How can I get the pirates? Right. Crumble, but it's also got biscuits in it. And the ovens were up to max, which means people have panicked. The thing with minimal waste is that you can't always put everything onto a plate. There will be things you just cannot use. I'm guessing that's peach stones. You can roast them off, and over time you can then take a middle bit out once it's been roasted and turn it into like a cream. That's quite nice. But you're just not going to have time in 50 minutes. Cherry pips, sometimes it's quite nice because they've still got a little bit of cherry on them, just to marble some cream. So what I'm going to do is just... If you've got a whole punnet in season, save them and put them in a little bit of cream. You can make something. I think today, those 6, in this instance, we're not going to get much out of. Just take this and just toast them off. Because I'm guessing that's the crumble mix. What is the sugar? Why is that gone? The nuts aren't very sweet. You can need to toast off those nuts. It's going to be adventurous. A little bit of cream. Sweetened honey. Not even in use, but I read about this the other day, so I'm going to try and do it. Coffee grounds, we drink a lot of coffee. Booze, oils, they're often your saviour.
and things like this, because you can infuse the flavours of leftover pips and stones and peel and stuff. If we had more cherry stones, and or if they were put into that yoghurt whenever the cherries were actually destoned, we'd have a little bit more. But as it is, you see a little bit of colour there. These look great. They're well stewed. Now this has been toasted. We've got that kind of toasted nut going on. Go for the ambition. Crumble, fingers crossed. It looks like it's got some colour. Oh, it's biscuit. Some of those cherries, some of those strawberries, and a coffee cream. For my performance, possibly my worst yet. 6.5.
Oh, what's going to go?
Please. I've got so much hope for this.
Okay, I'm ready when you are, guys.
3, 2, 1.
What is it?
It's kind of what I imagined.
I feel like you're not happy with it.
I think there's some lovely ideas happening here in terms of food wastage and minimising them. I'm not sure they're that easy to pull off in 50 minutes.
Looks nothing like what I started.
I think it's going to taste better than it looks this time.
I don't know about that.
So we have a cherry stone yoghurt with caramelised citrus and toasted nut crunch. And here we have stodgy fruit crumble with fresh fruits and a coffee ground cream.
I was really confident. I'm now questioning if it's good or not.
A crumble would go really nicely with it. A crumble that was baked separately to the fruit. So I put the fruit in the oven so we wouldn't put the crumble on the fruit.
Right.
So I thought we could bake...
Wait. There's more to come before you...
You just bake the crumble off on a tray
it's a garnish.
I can just feel him shifting nervously next to me.
When I came into the kitchen, there was like ready to go pastry. So I thought I'll try and roll it out.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Cheers.
Oh.
That definitely has the taste of what raw flour tastes like.
Yeah, that's... It's not sweetened enough for a crumble.
No.
In fact, you got a little bit of caramel and nuts. I actually quite like that.
Grapefruit's usually that.
Grapefruit's usually hard.
That is weird, but nice. The toasted nuts really balances off the grapefruit at the end, doesn't it? That is disgusting.
I think this is representative of why there is so much food waste, is most people don't know what to do with the other bits.
Yeah.
And okay, we had the pressure of time and communication issues and stuff, but we genuinely didn't know what to do with the other bits.
I feel like it was my fault.
Well, it looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it was my fault, wasn't it?
I take a lot of blame.
I don't know.
Oh, well, go on then. Barry, would you rate yourself?
I gave myself a 7.
Okay. James, would you give yourself, mate?
I gave myself a 6.
Okay.
I ran out of the kitchen before I could give myself a score.
So you got back-to-back zeros, mate.
No, because I actually contributed this time. Not much, but...
But you didn't give yourself a number?
You blitzed the nuts and put the oven up to 1. You've given yourself a point for each of those things.
Yes.
Well, hold that thought, because I've given myself a 5 for ruining the whole thing.
I think I gave myself one of the lowest I've ever done, which was 6.5.
Yeah, I think we passed on the idea, failed on the execution.
I really think that was a pass, but obviously that counteracts it. Well, so it's overall a fail.
Not going to lie, don't like Janice for that one. Bit of a curveball with the change in the order, but it was one of your suggestions, so keep them coming in. Which order should we play the game in, and what themes and topics should we be covering? Comment down below.
And if you love seeing us fail, where we put all of the Pass It On videos into a playlist, you can get the link for that down here.
We do pass occasionally, but you have to watch them all to see which one or two that was.
Dad joke of the week. Dad joke of the week.
Have to remind myself which one I want to do.
I thought as a dad, you're just supposed to roll off the tongue.
Yeah, okay.
Made a bit of a boo-boo last night.
Uh-oh.
I accidentally drank some food colouring. I'll tell you what, I'm dying inside today.
One of your better ones.
As we mentioned, we don't just make top quality YouTube videos.
No.
We've built the Sorted Club, where we use the best things we've learned to create stuff that's hopefully interesting and useful to other food lovers. Check it out if you're interested. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in a few days.
I looked at what was in the oven, and I thought, that looks like a crumble without a crumbly top. And over there is a mound.